This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for tuning in. Everybody on the free Odyssey app. Everybody on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is in New York City. So whether you're at home, whether you're at work, whether you're driving around at work, whether you're delivering, whether you're cooking, whether you're baking, whether you're cleaning, whether you're protecting, helping people, thank you. Thank you for being here. We've had a fun show already. And we got a little bit more to go. Damn it, we don't got a little bit. This is halftime. In a few minutes, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the best wide receivers available this year in the NFL. I feel like every wide receiver is basically available. We got other guys getting paid. Max Crosby is now the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. A matter of fact, in NFL history. Zach Bond. He had a man who was one of the leading tacklers in the entire NFL for the champion Philadelphia Eagles. He just got a new contract. The Dallas Cowboys, they're screwing themselves over again. It sounds about normal for them. And so we have so much more to get into as the show continues on. Thank you so much to Coach Lionel Hollins for joining us last hour. This man was an NBA All-Star. This man was a top defender. This man was a champion on the Blazers. He's in their Ring of Honor. And yeah, he coached LeBron James as an assistant with the Lakers a few seasons ago. Lionel Hollins joined us to talk about the greatness of LeBron. And then also tell us that Jason Kidd isn't in good enough shape to play point guard for the Mavericks. We know the Mavericks need a point guard, unfortunately. Also, earlier on in the show, we had a great chat with Patrick Finley from the Chicago Sun-Times. He covers the Chicago Bears, who have done a good job just in the span of 2 days by adding some offensive line help to protect Caleb Williams, who was almost sacked 70 times last year. 68 to be exact. Just over the course of 2 days, the Chicago Bears have added Jonah Jackson, who was a former Pro Bowler with the Los Angeles Rams. And then today they traded for Joe Tooney. Good for him. He doesn't have to play left tackle anymore for the Kansas City Chiefs, a position that he is not suited for. He goes back to guard and he gets to protect Caleb Williams. And so we've had a busy day. I told you we had a busy day in the world of sports. Even Max Crosby picking up his deal. Now going to make about $35.5 million a season for the Raiders. And before we get to these wide receivers, listen to Max Crosby. This is earlier today, letting everybody know why he decided to stay with the Raiders. Let's see where money falls in the list.
Certain people are meant to be in your life for a reason. We're building our relationship just like, all of us up here. But we all have the same goal, and that's to win. And that's what I'm all about. So it's truly humbling. And there's so many people, like I said, that can be involved and thanked along the way. My agent, CJ Doug, these guys have put in so much work and helped me along the road. But Coach Carroll is one of the best to ever do it. His resume speaks for itself, and it's an honor to be to be held to that high of a standard. So I take it very seriously. And John Spytek says, it's not about what I've done. It's about what I'm going to do. And that's what my focus is right now.
All right, whatever. He didn't explicitly just say it's the money, but he could have. And I would have believed him. Good for him. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, the Dallas Cowboys, what are y'all doing? The Dallas Cowboys, what are they doing? The Dallas Cowboys have screwed themselves over. Max Crosby is getting his money, and now Micah Parsons is going, oh, he's making what now? I need more than him. Dallas Cowboys, they like overpaying for guys. Anyway, we'll get into the Dallas Cowboys as we continue on with the show. But, of course, it's that time of the show. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. And today, we got so much news on wide receivers, just all over the NFL. Guys are getting dumped left and right. Christian Kirk, how exciting, right? This man was cut by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tyler Lockett, this man after 10 years, this man was cut by the Seahawks. They showed him the door. These two guys, they join a decorated list of wide receivers who will be available either via trade or free agency. Think about some of these names. Yeah, let me start with this one. Hickey, nobody talks about Odell Beckham Jr. Nobody.
I actually forgot about him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, damn.
Yeah, I was thinking of some names, and he did not even cross my mind.
Nope. He's available. Odell Beckham Jr. is available to be had. We just saw this guy playing big time in the NFL playoffs. He wears no shoes. Mac Hollins, he always joins. Hickey, we should reach out to Mac. Should we get him before or after he signs to a team? What do you think?
Ooh, I think it's easier to get him before. Maybe he could be a little bit more open, gives us some thoughts. I think before could work.
Yeah, I'll reach out to Mac. We'll see what Mac is doing. He won't be wearing shoes, but we'll reach out. Mac Hollins, who had a great postseason, he's a free agent. Is he going back to Buffalo? I don't know. We have some other veterans who are available. I don't know how much left Robert Woods or Van Jefferson have in the tank, but they're around. Juju Smith-Schuster is an available free agent. Darius Slayton, the New York Giants, where the hell is he going to end up? Deontay Johnson, oh, I don't know where he's going to go. Wherever he goes, he might get cut. There are so many wide receivers that are available. I just named a few, you know, known names. But I'm not going to give you a top six list of known names. I'm going to give you a list of the top damn names, and I'm going to do it right now.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the top six wide receivers available in 2025. Who's available? Who can be had? Who can be got? T. Higgins is not on the list. I'm just giving you a heads up. I think they're going to keep him, not trade him. I think they're going to suck the life out of him for that $26 million a year. And then, maybe they'll trade him. I don't know. They can't just let the guy walk for free. So we will see. Anyway. Top six wide receivers available in 2025. Where are we starting off at?
Number six.
We got to take a look at Stephon Diggs. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs has been one of the best wide receivers in the NFL since this guy's career started back in 2015. But unfortunately, here's the issue with Stephon Diggs. This past season, in his prove it year, his first year with the Houston Texans, he blew out his ACL around Halloween. He left the Buffalo Bills because he wanted the ball. He was going to be the number one wide receiver amongst two great wide receivers in Dell and Collins. He was going to be right there helping him lead the way into the postseason to have more success. He didn't get there. This four-time Pro Bowler doesn't have a team. Doesn't have a job, is coming off of a blown leg, and has no idea what is next at the age of 31 years old. But despite that, he is still number six on this list. In 8 games last year for the Texans, the young Texans, he hauled in almost 500 yards receiving to go along with 3 touchdowns. Do the math. If you double that up, that's another 1,000-yard receiving season and about, I don't know, 6 to 7, maybe 8 touchdowns. The young receivers appreciated him in Houston. Let's listen to Nico Collins, someone who dealt with his own injuries. This is from Super Bowl week. He was on Up and Adams, and he talked about just what makes Stephon Diggs a great teammate and one of the best wideouts.
His leadership, his enthusiasm, and the type of energy he bring in the building. Like I said, he was one of those guys like I've been watching forever. You know what I'm saying? And just being on his team and having him in the receiver room and being his teammate is an honor. Just learn from him, you know, learn the way he think, learn the way he go about his game. And just his leadership every day. I feel like ever since he got in the building, man, then this is his energy is contagious. You know what I'm saying? And he really gave back to us. He really, you know, was feeding us knowledge, and it was a great experience while he was there.
Okay. And he's had, I don't know if it's had or has a relationship with Cardi B. Hickey, he can't be any higher than 6. He's talking to Cardi B. He can't be any higher. You gotta sit right here, right?
You're not giving him any street cred?
I don't know if that helps him out on the football field.
Maybe he helps him out where he's going to choose to play next year.
I don't. What, he needs to take her out on dates? I don't know, man.
Is Cardi B going to Green Bay?
Is she a cheesehead? No, I gotta be careful, Hickey.
I was just asking a question.
No, I'm going to say it. I was going to say, is Cardi B, and I'm from the Bronx, I say what I want like her. Is Cardi B a cheesehead or a chickenhead? That's it. I said it. Okay. Now, nobody has to say anything. We can leave Stephon Diggs at number 6 on the list. Top wide receivers available in 2025. And we can go to the next number. Deal, Hickey?
Number 5.
Deal.
At number 5 on the list, I got Keenan Allen. And I know the guy turns 33 years old next month. He's going to be 33. Keenan Allen looks like it. He's bald. I feel like he's been bald forever. He got that big old beard. He looks like he's 40. He looks older than LeBron. Yeah, he does. Keenan Allen turns 33. He had 744 yards receiving and 7 touchdowns in 15 games for the Bears. He's supposed to help out that young group. Adunze and Moore and Allen, you know, giving Caleb some experience. Well, that guy on that offensive line, behind that offensive line, was running for his life. And now Keenan Allen, well, he's a free agent. And the only reason I have him above Stephon Diggs, and no, it's not the reason I just said, I know this sounds crazy to believe, but it's health. Typically, Keenan Allen is the guy who's injured. Whether he's in San Diego or Los Angeles, this guy gets busted up. Last year, he was relatively healthy. I think he's going to end up with another young quarterback. I don't know. Maybe he sticks around in Chicago. But Keenan Allen is one of the best wide receivers available. You know exactly what you're going to get unless he's hurt. I got him above Diggs because Diggs is rehabbing his ACL. Hey, listen to former Bears offensive coordinator Chris Beattie. This is in January. He talked about what makes Keenan Allen an excellent wideout.
Keenan is a pro's pro. You know, like I said, I think he's, you know, people pattern their game after him. It's amazing because I was in college and we would watch Keenan Allen cut-ups. And then the next thing I'm in front of him coaching him and I'm like, okay, how am I going to tell this guy how to run these routes when I've been teaching our guys off of his stuff? So, you know, but I appreciate Keenan more than I could really express because he's allowed me to coach him. You know, I think there's a lot of stars in this league that don't want to be coached, but then the great ones allow you to coach them and try to help make them better.
Hey, he's old. He's going to do whatever he can to stick around. A guy's old. As simple as that. Keenan Allen, I got him at number 5 on my list. Top 6 wide receivers available in 2025. Keenan Allen 5. Who's next?
Number 4.
Oh, man, we're not getting older, but we stand in the same range. DeAndre Hopkins. The 32-year-old DeAndre Hopkins. Man, I could still see him, you know, lifting up his big old paws in the end zone and snatching the ball on Hail Mary from Kyler Murray. I could still see that Hopkins. But this man has had a history of hamstring issues. I mean, and then what we've seen last year. and playing in Tennessee, following coming out of Arizona and now Kansas City, it wasn't all that good. I mean, he had the split time last year between Tennessee and Kansas City. All things considered, he only had 610 yards receiving and 5 touchdowns. That is basically split between Will Levis and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, damn it, with Kansas City, he did have 4 of those touchdowns out of the 5. He did haul in 437 yards, so he's not done. At the beginning of the season, he just had to catch passes from Will Levis, who was throwing the ball at everybody but the right team. Let's give him some credit here. But with Kansas City, he got lost in the shuffle. I mean, in the playoffs, DeAndre Hopkins only had 29 yards receiving and 1 touchdown. I don't think he's done. I think you join a team in the middle of the year, there's an adjustment. You got to learn the playbook. The quarterback has to get adjusted to you. I think Hopkins can still be a 1,000-yard, 8-plus touchdown player. Someone else who believes it had to defend against him in the NFL. Logan Ryan, who used to play for the Pats. Back in November, he was on CBS Sports HQ, and he talked about what makes DeAndre Hopkins good.
He understands how to sit down in zone coverages and scramble and like that, you know, how to open up. He's been doing that for a lot of years, right? And he knows how to win one-on-one when he's in the red area. He's one of the best one-on-one route runners and obviously catching the ball. He has really trusted hands, and the Chiefs have dealt with drops over the last years.
They didn't get him the ball enough. I think if he returned to the Chiefs, and they may probably don't even. Think about Rashee Rice, if he's eligible to come back from injury. Forget the injury, forget his legal problems. If he's able to come back, do the Chiefs need DeAndre Hopkins? The answer's probably no. We'll find out soon enough. I got DeAndre Hopkins at number 4 on my list. Top 6 wide receivers available. If Hopkins is 4, who's next?
Number 3.
Oh, you want to talk about a guy traded in the middle of the season? You want to talk about a guy who disappeared? But let's talk about a guy who's younger than DeAndre Hopkins. This is Amari Cooper. All the Buffalo Bills fans know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. Amari Cooper, I don't know if this is worse. He has a similar situation to Hopkins. He started his season with the Cleveland Browns. He was then moved to the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills are Super Bowl contenders. In 8 games with Buffalo, the great Amari Cooper, multiple-time Pro Bowler, only 31 years old. In June, he'll be 31. In 8 games with Buffalo, 297 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. That's it. In the playoffs with Buffalo, even worse for Amari Cooper. 6 catches for 41 yards. Now, with poor numbers like this, why do I got him at number 3 on the list? This is the Buffalo Bills. I think it's just a matter of the system. You know, joining Joe Brady's team in the middle of the season, knowing that the Buffalo Bills were coming off of Stephon Diggs, knowing that they were going to spread the ball around, he was going to be on the outside looking in. If we think about the players, Khalil Shakir just got a new contract. Keon Coleman is moving on to his 2nd year. He had the 2nd most catches on the team. Kincaid is going to be a target. James Cook will be a target out of the backfield. Damn it, even Mac Hollins. In the postseason, we talked about Mac. He had some big catches. He had more big catches than Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper still has gas left in the tank. He can join any team, go through an entire offseason program, and I think he could be a solid contributor and get back to the numbers that we've seen in the past. He is not a small man. Every now and then, he will drop the ball. But Amari Cooper is number 3 on my list of the top 6 wide receivers available. Heading into the AFC title game, yeah, he said, Amari Cooper, he says, you know what? I don't care about no stats. I care about winning.
I'm very satisfied. I've never been this far in the playoffs. You know, obviously every receiver wants to have, you know, 10, 20 catches a game. But that's not always how the cookie crumbles, and it's not always the most beneficial thing for the team. Force-feeding, you know, one guy the ball just for the sake of that. You know, winning is obviously way more important, and there's many ways to win, and, you know, we're getting the job done. So, you know, absolutely no complaints from me, because that's all I truly want.
Man, well, they didn't get the job done, and he didn't get the ball, and now he's a free agent, and now he's looking for money. So I think he is going to care about stats. How many zeros are going to be at the end of my contract? Amari Cooper, he's going to be one of the first wide receivers taken off of the board. And we got a lot of them. A matter of fact, we got so many wide receivers, I'm going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, since we're talking about the top six wide receivers available in 2025, when we come back, I'm going to give you both number two and number one. Who's going to end up helping the team get to a championship? Who's going to end up getting somebody a ring? We'll get into it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. There's so many wide receivers who are available in 2025. Guys have been cut. Guys will get cut. People will be traded. And nobody's even thinking about Odell Beckham Jr. When's the last time that guy's name has ever been uttered? Did Tua know that he was on the football field? I think even Tua forgot. Well, maybe Tua forgot for other reasons. But anyway, hey, I'm it's a top six list. Talking about wide receivers. I got to the top four, which means if I can do math, I got two more left. And number six, I gave you Stephon Diggs. Why is he not higher on the list? Well, because the guy tore his ACL. At number five, I gave you Keenan Allen. Traditionally injured, why is he above Stephon Diggs? Well, Keenan Allen stayed relatively healthy, and he just had to run down field while Caleb Williams ran for his life behind the terrible line of the Chicago Bears. At least today they worked to fix it. At number four, he's not done yet. He just got traded in the middle of the season. That's DeAndre Hopkins. This man has dealt with hamstring issues and knee injuries. Last year, relatively healthy, playing catch with Will Levis and Patrick Mahomes. Unfortunately, by the time he got to Kansas City, I think Patrick Mahomes a little bit more comfortable with some of his other options. Hopkins only had 29 yards receiving and one touchdown in the playoffs. I don't think he's done yet. He's 32 years old. And number three, I gave you Amari Cooper. Similar situation, except for he went from Cleveland to Buffalo. And we knew that coming off of Stephon Diggs, one thing that the Buffalo Bills wanted to emphasize was spreading the ball out. And so if I got Amari Cooper at number three, partially because of his age, turns 31 in June, who's left? Well, after three is this number.
Number two.
You want to talk about the number two receiver available this offseason in the NFL? It's a guy who made a poor decision. It's the man who decided to follow Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets. His name is Davante Adams. It is comical now, thinking about Aaron Rodgers sitting down on a broadcast with Pat McAfee and Davante Adams popping up behind his shoulder like they were just going to dominate the world. Well, the New York Jets didn't dominate anything. Everybody got fired. The head coach got fired. The GM got fired. Even Aaron Rodgers. Damn it, Aaron Rodgers. He got fired. He got the boot. Davante Adams got cut. He got the boot as well. Now, this is someone who can still get you 1,000 yards receiving. He's done it for the past, I don't know, 5-6 years. But he hasn't been to a Pro Bowl since 2022. Last season, 854 yards to go along with 7 touchdowns for the New York Jets. Combined with the Raiders and Jets, 1,063 yards receiving and 8 touchdowns in 14 games. Davante Adams isn't done. Devontae Adams is still a big-bodied wide receiver. Devontae Adams can still compete for a Super Bowl contender. He can help a team get over the edge. You know, are we going to see him end up? I don't know. I don't want to say back with the Raiders. Or can we see him playing for another team in the AFC West? Can we see him with the Chargers? Is he going to a cold weather city? Is he going up to Buffalo? I don't think so. But Devontae Adams is going to go off the board very early when it comes to wide receivers who are selected. Now, this is what he said last year. The two G's in the pod. Everybody has a podcast. He did say he's more interested in winning a Super Bowl than putting up big numbers. Tell me if you've heard that one before.
I think it's funny that we judge who's the best receiver off of who has the most yards anyway, because not everybody's getting the same targets. The offense ain't the same. Like, that shouldn't be what's, like, to me, if you have 1,300 and somebody has 15 and a half, to me, you can have a better season than them with that 1,300, depending on what touchdown and just how it looked, whatever you did. Mm-hmm. So I've had big seasons. I don't necessarily need the 1,700. That would feel great. And now if you told me I was going to get the record, I might have to think about something different. If you said 2K, then that might be
a little different.
Think about it. But if you give me a bowl and I get to get out there with Dub and Lamar and have fun, boys be having, I think I might take that 800-900 and just and keep it. Give me 10 tugs and I'm good.
Okay. A little foreshadowing. Are we going to see Devontae Adams on the Baltimore Ravens? Is he going to haul in 900 yards receiving and 10 touchdowns? I don't know. He's capable and I agree with him. What's the difference between 1,300 yards and 1,500 yards? Yeah, well, what's the difference between 1,100 and 1,300? Yeah, we got guys that are better than others. We know who the top wideouts are. But, man, if you damn good, they're going to force feed you that ball. If you're damn good, you're going to be making $35 million a year. You won't be a free agent. There's a reason why right now Devontae's free. He decided to play his luck with the New York Jets, and now he's free. I got him at number 2 on my list. The top 6 wide receivers available. And so if Devontae is number 2, who could possibly be at this number right here?
Number 1.
Oh, it's real simple. It's the man who asked for a trade today. Unlike a lot of these wide receivers that I mentioned that are basically pushing up on NFL Social Security, this guy is 27 years old. This guy is built like a truck. He is 6'4". He is 235 pounds. This man is taking a back seat because he's a little bit older than the guy who ultimately replaced him, and he's going to cost less. The number one wide receiver available this offseason is DK Metcalf. Without a shadow of a doubt, he's younger. He's healthier. He's a truck. And what else is there for me to say? I want you to take a listen. His head coach from last year, Mike McDonald, just from the combine, just a couple days ago, he talked about wanting DK Metcalf to be the focal point of their entire offense. This was just a couple of days ago.
From my understanding, going into the Atlanta game, I think he was tops in the league in targets. I'm not sure where the numbers were, but you know, it's that trend of focus around the offense that we're shooting for. We want to get the ball to DK. We want to make sure that he's a focal point of our offense for sure.
Well, damn it. He did miss 2 games with a knee injury. Jackson Smith and Jigba, he blew his numbers out of the water. He had 1,100 yards receiving. He had 6 touchdowns. Jackson Smith and Jigba made his first Pro Bowl. DK Metcalf, you want to talk about numbers not mattering? Well, only 900 yards receiving and 5 touchdowns. We have seen this guy light it up. He is a multiple-time Pro Bowler. And if he got to throw, or if he got to be on the receiving end of passes from Geno Smith, and he's in the final year of his contract, and he wants to get paid, I'm not mad at him for wanting out. I'd run away from Geno Smith, too, if I'm trying to get paid. Ian Rappaport talked about it earlier today on the NFL Network. He pretty much explained why DK Metcalf, the number one receiver on my list, wants out.
DK Metcalf, as colleague Tom Pelissero and I reported this morning, has requested a trade from Seattle. He had a meeting this morning with Seattle brass, discussed the trade request. The team has acknowledged it and essentially said, you are allowed to explore it, and they will do some exploring as well. It is not a great free agent class at the receiver position. It is not a great receiver class in the draft. Players like DK Metcalf, I would say similar to Deebo Samuel, when they become available and there's just not a lot of other players where teams can improve upon their roster with, these guys become coveted. I expect there to be significant, significant interest in DK Metcalf. We'll see if Seattle gets enough interest to do a trade.
I don't think he's staying in Seattle. That man wants the big bucks. He ain't sticking around. I got him at number one on my list. You want to talk about the top wide receivers available? There's tons of them. At number six, I gave you Stephon Diggs. At number five, I gave you Keenan Allen. At number four, I gave you DeAndre Hopkins. At number three, I gave you Amari Cooper. At number two, I gave you Devontae Adams. And at number one, I gave you a wide receiver who is not older than 30 years old. He is only 27 years old. He's a physical freak. The number one wideout available, I think it'd be cool if he ended up on the Raiders, is DK Metcalf. Number one on my list. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. There are a few wide receivers that have not been mentioned. There's a few wide receivers who are available that did not make the list. If you have any thoughts, if you think somebody else is the number one wide receiver available, feel free to call me up. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, and speaking of wide receivers, apparently the Tennessee Titans, they have some thoughts with what they will or will not do with the number one pick. We'll talk about it, and I'll talk to you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you for the kind words. How about this? This is important as well. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I feel like this year is unprecedented when it comes down to the NFL and the free agency period. There are so many wide receivers that are available, and not just in free agency, but also available via trade. I just gave you a top six list of wide receivers that I find to be available and here for the taking. T. Higgins is not on the list. OK, I know they tagged him. I don't think they're necessarily going to trade him, but while the things have happened. At number six, I gave you Stephon Diggs. At number five, I gave you Keenan Allen. At number four, I gave you DeAndre Hopkins. At number three, I gave you Amari Cooper. At number two, I gave you Devontae Adams. At number one, I gave you DK Metcalf. Now, there's some other wide receivers that are likely to be traded. There's a bunch of other wide receivers who unfortunately have been injured and hurt. And so, yeah, there's some other individuals that have not been added to this list. DK Metcalf, of course, today asking out of Seattle. He's the youngest of this entire bunch at 27 years old. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking wide receivers. Who are the best of the best? I think without a shadow of a doubt, it's DK Metcalf. Let's talk to Jay. Jay is calling up from New Jersey. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Jay, what's up?
How you doing, JR?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
I'm just curious why Chris Godwin is not on the list.
Oh, he didn't make the list because he dislocated his ankle.
And you're Stephon Diggs this whole season.
I'm so, hold on, Jay. Jay, why are you whispering? You got homework to do?
No.
Okay, so why are you whispering? We're on the radio. Where's the energy?
Why Stephon Diggs not on this list? On the list, then he's coming off a torn ACL.
He's coming off of a torn ACL because I have more confidence in this man repairing a ligament than repairing a ligament in a broken bone.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Jay, have you ever dislocated and broken your ankle? You ever seen it, like, snapped and put in an air cast? You ever had that happen before?
Thank God not.
I can't hear you. Say again.
Thank God not.
Well, let's try to keep it that way, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay. Look, Chris Godwin is also, well, he's younger than these other guys. Chris Godwin stands right now 29 years old, just turned 29. It sucks for him. He was having one of his better seasons after suffering some injuries in the past season. So Chris Godwin, no shot of a doubt, he is one of the best wide receivers in the entire NFL when he's healthy. But coming off of a broken ankle, a dislocated ankle, that's fine. I remember them taking him off of the field. Let's just say it was nothing fun to look at. And without a shadow of a doubt, he's one of the best. He may have a great year. Wouldn't be surprised if he did. But I ain't think about that guy with that broken-ass ankle. Not fun. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Ted is here from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ted?
Not much. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate you guys, the work you do. And I agree with you on a lot of things you said. I want to know why you don't have Cooper Kupp on there. Cooper Kupp is an unselfish player, doesn't complain. He's a heck of a run blocker, won the Triple Crown 3 years ago. I know he's getting up there. I know he's had injuries, but a lot of these guys on this list have. So I'd like to hear why your argument, why he doesn't belong on the top six. I'll shut up and listen.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Ted, for calling from Illinois. You pretty much nailed it. I mean, I could sit here and talk to you about all the positives. I guess if this is a correct adjective, maybe it's a verb. He got Puka Nacua out of his own situation. I mean, you take a look at Cooper Kupp, his leg injuries for a guy who relies on his route running. Yeah, he's going to end up with a top team. But am I all that confident that he's going to go out there and play? I don't know. More than 10 or 12 games? I'm not so sure. I mean, I forgot which wide receiver we had this conversation with a few weeks ago. It was either a wide receiver or a defensive back. We spoke to somebody who actually played in the NFL. And I made the whole point of, if I'm bringing Cooper Kupp onto my team, for a guy who's now had a history of leg issues, and he's known for his route running, do I want Cooper Kupp playing in, I don't know, Buffalo? Do I want Cooper Kupp playing in Kansas City in December and January? Do I want him in Baltimore? Do I want him in Pittsburgh? Not necessarily. I mean, is that where he's going to have to go play? Maybe, possibly. But I think his market is limited given his past injury. So, I mean, you could tell me about team player, and I read his beautiful note that he sent that he didn't want to leave Los Angeles. Well, I would want to play inside on the beautiful grass and turf, too. Where the air comes off of the Pacific Ocean. I'd rather do that than play in Cleveland, okay? Nothing against Cooper Kupp, but can I trust him to stay healthy? I don't know about that one. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Don is here from Tampa. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's up, JR?
How are you?
I'm not good, man.
Oh no!
You do Chris Godwin bad right now, man. Chris Godwin was leading the league in every major statistical category before he got hurt.
Don, I'm familiar. Is there anything else?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, Chris Godwin better than five of those guys you named.
Okay, now let me ask you a question, Don. You saw him get hurt. Did he pull a fingernail? Like, what happened?
It was a fluke injury. Every time he get hurt, it was a fluke injury.
Don, now that is wholly irrelevant. Wholly irrelevant. It's not a matter of whether it's a fluke. Okay, this is not Looney Tunes. You know, the Bugs Bunny didn't drop an anvil out of the sky. The fact remains, he broke his ankle. In horrific fashion, everybody on the team stopped and got on the ground and had to pray for this guy because he could not move and his leg went the wrong damn way. And so these are the facts. You can tell me about what happened. It doesn't matter to me if he went out there and had, okay, here's a better example. Worse, thank God his leg didn't end up like this. Alex Smith could have been out there throwing the football like he was Patrick Mahomes when Patrick Mahomes got his chance and threw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. If Alex Smith got his leg blown to smithereens the way that it did, I'm supposed to have some confidence that Alex Smith, because of what he did before, is going to be what he is after? I'm not discounting Chris. Hold on. I'm not done, Don. I'm not discounting what he was and what he's done. I'm not discounting his injuries from the past. I'm not taking away from who he is. You're saying, JR, I'm killing you. No, his ankle being broken killed him. That's it.
Killed the whole team.
Oh, well, we ain't talking about that, Don. But thank you for calling from Tampa. We can't move the goalposts here, man. He's a damn good wide receiver. He's younger than a lot of guys I have here on the list. He's probably going to have a better season if and when he plays. I want to see him play first. Yeah, you break your ankle as a wide receiver, let me know how it goes. I mean, Dak Prescott doesn't play wide receiver. Dak Prescott plays quarterback. This guy's leg was in a boot, last year? And everybody's going, whoa, 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 his leg is in a boot in the offseason, and all he's doing is hanging out on vacation. And his ass doesn't have to run a route. Good for Chris Godwin. I wish him nothing but the best. But looking at a guy get carted off of the field with a horrific injury where his leg is going the wrong way, I'm sorry. That doesn't evoke so much confidence in me to put him on the list. Let's see what he does first. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll get some more of your calls. We'll talk about more of these free agent deals. Don't move.